Victory for the Slain by Hugh Lofting. Part 1. Swinging in step, in sweat they pass me, these khakied squads of infantry, as more old and slow from town I climb Northminster Hill. Queer how the beat of military drill can wrench my nerves and brain so tight, with that infernal left, left, right, left, right. Perhaps my very thinking's out of step. They fade, and soon long shadows stretching into afternoon, I come upon a soldier all alone, here seated on the high street's curb of stone. The blue of hospital he wears, his fingers fumble matches on his knee. Perplexed, I wonder, then I see how awkwardly he tries to get a flame up to his cigarette. With one remaining hand, his left, far off and faint, left, left, right, left, right. Relaxed, he puffs and smiles in thankfulness, because to help him, he had seen me pause, lest we forget. Around his feet lie matches embers. If we forget, he still remembers. His features, pale, show no regret, but with his mates, and thousands yet, can he forget? Less tears he'll see. I turn, continue up the hill, but as I go, my old eyes fill. And helplessly, my mind recalls the dirge refrain, in war, the only victors are the slain. Sergeants for recruitment, and again the fluttering girls. So much for philosophy's analysis versus the immediacy of present need. At day's end, like a weary peasant, returning to the peace of home, to refuge from the now and present. Of evenings, to this edifice I come. As I approach the summit of the hill, it slowly dawns, from curved horizon into view, and zenithward ascends from earth anew. Grey, silhouetted belfry, how your circling rooks still cry and glide against that glowing twilight sky, whose roseate dusks of promise calmed, or blood-red dawns of storms alarmed. The shepherds, through millennial, set back, where meaner buildings may not spoil the vista to those centuries of toil. This song, this melody in stone, here chanted by the generations gone, now beckons my wearying feet toward its verdant, wide and welcoming sward. Come unto me. Three gentle flights of steps converge to platform where the triptych doors their greys of oak with greys of limestone merge. And glorious, the facade soars up where now sun-tipped greys of stone with lavenders of cloud in tone blend pallid finials with the sky. And man's enraptured works to God's reply, translucent tints of dreaming harmony. What if their planes come over this with unseeing eyes of science? How strange that even as my fingers grasp the ancient portal's Eton hasp.